Jeevan. The summer months in India can actually be quite dangerous. It's so hot before the rains come. The most important thing is to drink a lot, to cover up when you go outside, to cover your head. You'll see Indian men and women wearing long clothes which cover everything, including their arms and legs. Only tourists wear shorts and t-shirts in the hot sun. On summer afternoons in Calcutta, where I live, the streets are empty because it's too hot to go out, so most people are either at work or at home asleep. A lot of people use air conditioning, but it's expensive. Not everyone can afford it. Cold drinks like mango panna are really popular. This is a drink made from unripe mangoes. It really helps to cool your body.
Vasily.
I live in Moscow, in Russia. Our winters last from about November to March, and we get quite a lot of snow. In January and February, it's usually -5 to -10 degrees Celsius, but it can get a lot colder, even down to -30. Okay, maybe it isn't as cold as Siberia, but it's cold enough. You have to wear lots of big, heavy clothes and boots, and everything takes longer. Putting clothes on to go out, taking them off when you get inside. And you have to be more careful on the roads, too, because they can be icy. Everyone has to carry an emergency kit in the car, so if the car stops, you'll be okay. These days, a lot of young people prefer to escape the winter and go to much hotter countries like Egypt and Turkey. But most people I know spend half the winter at home watching TV. Me, I like to get out of the city and go skiing. But I think we all look forward to the New Year celebrations, which are really fun and help us to get through our long winters.